The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Or just a rainy day.
Be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is never dull at any time, because if Dexter's not busy inventing something, he's at least trying out new ideas. But whatever he's doing, you can be sure he's getting the Dutton household into some kind of turmoil. This evening's situation concerns hypnotism. Dexter wanted to prove to his family that all hypnotists are phonies. The trouble began one morning just before Dexter came down to breakfast.
Ashley, I've told you it's no good asking me. You'll have to ask your father, and you know what the answer will be.
Oh, but gee, Mum, I've never seen a real hypnotist on the stage.
Look, the word hypnotist to your father's like red rag to a bull. Only the bull mightn't be quite as ferocious as your father.
Ashley, why don't you drop the subject? Who wants to see a silly hypnotist with a name like Boner the Greatest?
I do, that's who. Anyhow, I don't need you to give me advice.
Well, you should take your sister's advice this time and drop the subject.
I'll drop my sister in a minute.
Now, Ashley. Now, that's enough. Now, when your father comes to breakfast, you're entitled to ask him anything you please. And if he says yes, you can go. It's all right with me.
Well, there's not much chance of him saying yes as there is of Compost winning a beauty contest.
Dexter, will you hurry down? You'll be late for the office.
Down in a minute, dear.
Mum, would you mind if I use some tactics on Dad? It's no good me asking him straight out. Can I work on him a bit like you do?
I beg your pardon.
Well, you know, you're an absolute master at getting Dad to agree to things by a roundabout way. I've seen you get Dad to take you dancing by telling him you're both too old to go out.
You leave my plans alone. If you must use tactics, well, invent your own.
Oh, here's Daddy now. Morning, Daddy.
Morning, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late, dear, but my electric razor's giving me trouble. Just wouldn't cut. Ashley, you haven't been messing about with it.
Who, me? Well, I haven't been shaving with it, but I'll soon have to start. I've got hairs on my chin.
Yeah, I've noticed. They're both nice, soft, curly ones. Anyway, I didn't ask if you've been shaving. I asked if you've been messing about with my razor.
Well, I reckon it depends on what you mean by messing about. I did borrow it yesterday to prove if what they say in the advertisements is true.
What advertisements? What do they say?
Well, they say that your brand of electric razor will shave the bristles off a wire brush.
They... What?
Ashley, you didn't!
You shave wire bristles with my razor?
Well, I tried, but it doesn't work too well.
Oh, Jesse, this son of yours deserves a good sound thrashing.
Yes, dear, and your son could do with one, too. However, have your breakfast before it's stone cold. You can speak to Ashley later.
Speak to him? I never want to speak to him again.
Dad?
Well, what is it?
Oh, I don't mind if you give me a belting this afternoon or every afternoon this week, but I'd like to ask one favor. It's about next Saturday night.
The answer is no.
Look, there's a beaut show on at the local town hall.
The answer is no.
Supposing I told you that Sabrina's appearing in person?
The answer is... Sabrina? She's appearing in person?
No, she's not, but, well, better than that, there's a hypnotist called Boner the Greatest,
Get out of my sight.
But, Dad, this Boner the Greatest is a
Never real... mind Boner the Greatest. You've just made the greatest boner of your life. Now, get out of here.
Mom, when Dad gets home, would it be safe to ask... I'm sorry, I didn't know Mrs. Wilmot was with you.
Oh, don't mind me, Ashley, dear. Don't you dare ask your father about that hypnotist again. I thought he was in a hit you this morning with his bacon and eggs.
Good gracious. I take it you're talking about this man, Boner the Great.
Not the great. He's the greatest.
Oh.
He's showing for one night only at the Asheville Town Hall next Saturday. But Dad can't stand hypnotists.
Oh, I think they're wonderful.
Clara?
Hmm?
Do you think you could persuade Dexter?
Oh, I think I could, Jessie dear. Why do you think they call me Crafty Clara? Now, by the time Dexter gets home, I'll have a campaign all mapped out, dear. The Duttons and the Wilmots are going to the show next Saturday, and that's for sure.
Gee, Mrs. Wilmot, you're mighty. You're massive.
I know, dear, but I'm on a diet. Now, come on, children, let's put our heads together and plot our strategy.
Yes, now, where do we start?
Oh, if we had Boner the Greatest here, he could hypnotize Dad for us.
Oh, I wish he'd come to my house and hypnotize me. He might be able to make me think Kimberly looks like Gregory Peck. I'm not a hippopotamus.
While we're on the subject of hypnotism, I'd like to say a few words about self-hypnotism. And by that I mean people who hypnotize themselves into believing all sorts of things. For instance, some people believe that they have no need to save. And probably the reason why they believe that is because they don't understand the real purpose of saving. And in case anyone listening may not know either, I'll explain. According to the Commonwealth Savings Bank, the real purpose of saving is to make your wages go further and to make your money do more for you by giving you a better, fuller, and easier life. And that is why the Commonwealth Savings Bank urges you to save. That is why the Commonwealth Savings Bank staff give you every help and encouragement to save. So why not make your wages go further so that your life may be better, fuller, and easier? And you can do this if you open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Hey, I can hear Dad coming now.
Good, Ashley. Now just leave everything to Crafty Clara, dear.
Come in, KG. Hi, family. I'm home.
Oh, we're all out here in the kitchen, dear.
Clara, Why aren't you next door getting my dinner on the table?
A good question. And why aren't you next door ready to have your dinner?
Ask a silly question and you're asked a silly question. I just called in here with Dexter because we were discussing an important matter.
Oh, Jessie and the children and I were discussing an important matter too. We were talking about hypnotism.
Clara, please don't mention that word in this house. It's worse than any swear word. I don't believe it's possible for anyone to hypnotize anyone.
Oh, Dexter, don't talk nonsense. Hypnotic suggestion is now accepted and practiced by the medical profession.
Then I don't believe in the medical profession.
Daddy, you mustn't go like an ostrich and bury your head in the sand.
Your father's like an ostrich in more ways than one.
Now, when you men came in, I was just telling Jessie and the children. I once read a scientific book on hypnotism.
Clara, I didn't know you'd even read a book.
I will ignore that. This book was written by a famous professor, and it told how some people, Dexter, but very few people, have the power in their eyes and their voices to practice hypnotism.
Gee, maybe even one of us has the power.
Absolute rubbish.
Dexter, how can you say that? I'm sure my wife has the power. She's only got to look at me and open her big mouth and I'm hypnotized.
You will be pulverized in a minute.
Pretend the men aren't here, Clara.
Yes.
Tell me, what kind of eyes and voice did this book say one must have to be hypnotic?
Oh, well, dear, for example, you and I, we couldn't hypnotize anyone.
Oh.
And now I've been studying Ashley and Jenny, and they couldn't either, dear. And Kimberly doesn't have any hypnotic powers.
And neither do I or anyone else.
Dexter! Dexter, say that again.
Say what again?
Oh, say anything, dear. Keep talking. Oh, it's remarkable. I've never noticed it before.
No, noticed what?
I think she means how your Adam's apple bobs up and down.
Dexter, say something for Clara. She wants to hear your voice again.
Oh. Say a piece of poetry, Dad.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, this stupid thing followed her.
It is amazing. That voice, those eyes. Oh, you've every quality described in the professor's book, Dexter.
I
You have everything a hypnotist needs, dear. If only you'd found it out earlier in life, You could have had a career on the stage. Oh. You could have made a fortune for yourself like this man here of
Boner the Greatest.
Oh, yes, Boner the Greatest. I understand he's performing at the local town hall next Saturday night.
That's right, Mummy, so he is.
Well, never mind him. We're discussing me. Clara, are you sure about my eyes and my voice?
Mm-hmm.
I bought a few little books on hypnotism once before, but it didn't work out.
Oh, that's because you bought silly books written by ratbags there. Now, you should get a good scientific one from the public library. And another thing you should do is go along and see this Boner the Greatest and study him carefully.
Oh, Clara, he's probably just a phony charlatan. I have no intention of spending money to watch a faked-up show. I could be practicing my own genuine hypnotic powers. Oh, Jessie,
dear, it's not working out the way I planned, dear.
You know, already I can feel this power within me.
Mrs. Wilmot, may I try a switch and work another plan?
Oh, yes, dear, go ahead.
But Ashley, what are you whispering about?
Dad, an idea just struck me. If you are really a hypnotist and can put people under a spell, we could have our own little show right here on Saturday night.
I suppose that's true. We could.
But if by any chance you don't turn out to be a hypnotist, then would you take us all to see Boner the Greatest?
Now, that's a good fair wager, Dexter. You have until, say, Saturday midday to prove your hypnotic powers.
Well, Jesse, I didn't know. All right, I'll accept that bet. If by Saturday midday I haven't learned to hypnotize and demonstrated it to your amazement, then I'll take everyone, including the Wilmots, to the show at the town hall.
Oh, Dexter, you're crazy. This is going to cost you about a fiver.
It's going to cost me nothing because I'm going to win.
Brother, if you prove you're a hypnotist, then I'll prove pigs can fly.
Kimberly, you've already proved that, dear, the first time you took a trip by plane.
Dexter, please turn on your side and stop snoring.
Hypnotism. Hypnotist. Career. On the stage. Hypnotist.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with pride and pleasure that I present to you here on the stage the greatest hypnotist in the world today. He can control the mind of any person or living creature, and he will bend your will to his command. I give you the amazing, the astounding, the one and only Dutto the Great.
My dear public, it is gratifying for me to see a packed theater this evening on this, my 1,000th performance. How wonderful to notice every seat occupied, and for me to know that each and every one of you paid 5 guineas to attend. Especially wonderful because you are here of your own free will and not under my hypnosis. And now, on with the show.
On with the show. Dutto the Great would now like 6 ladies and gentlemen who are willing to be hypnotized to kindly step onto the stage. Thank you, madam, this way, please. That's it. Only 6, no more. That's it. 6 ladies and 6 gentlemen. Now, kindly seat yourselves on the chairs and you'll be called as required.
Now, young lady, would you please come forward?
Oh, thank you for calling me a young lady. You are hypnotic.
What is your name?
Mrs. Button.
Oh, well, Mrs. Button, I want you to look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes. There is nothing to be afraid of. You hear every word I say, and you do as I say, because what I say is what you believe I say. Look deeper into my eyes, listen to my voice, and believe everything I say.
I do. I believe everything you say.
Listen carefully. Your name is Millie Higgins. Millie Higgins, and you're a lass from Lancashire.
Enum! That's who I am.
No, you're not. No, you're a French mannequin.
Oui, and my dress is from Paris.
You do no such thing. How can you model dresses in Paris when you're as Irish as the shamrock?
Sure, and begorra, I was born in a little village a wee step from Killarney.
Aha, no you weren't. You were born in Russia, and you're a dancer with the Russian Ballet Company. Now, what is your name?
Olga Krasnitsky. I dance the Umsk and the Bumsk. And my leading partner is Gregory Istandonovich.
Now, when I snap my fingers, you will once again be Mrs. Button, a lady attending my show at the town hall.
Good evening. My name is Mrs. Button.
Thank you, Mrs. Button. You may resume your seat. Now, you young man, would you mind stepping forward?
Oh, please, Mr. Dado, don't make me speak in funny accents. I don't know any.
Very well. What is your name, young man?
Ashley Mutton.
Ah, look deep into my eyes, Ashley, and believe every word I say. Look deeper and deeper and hear nothing but my voice.
I can't hear another thing.
You hear my voice and understand all I say. My word, Fido, you are a nice little puppy dog. Now listen now, Fido, there's a stranger coming in our front gate. Aha, aha, who ever heard of a rooster barking? You know, you're not a puppy dog, you're a proud rooster. And it's time for you to crow because the sun is just coming up. Hold it! Now hold it! You're not a rooster, you're a hen.
I think I'm going to lay an egg.
Ah, you are Ashley Mutton and you're here on the stage with me.
Gee, Mr. Dotto, when are you going to ask me to do something?
Some other time, young fella. Back to your seat now. Would the young lady wearing the pink hat please step out here?
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so very much for calling me that.
For calling you young?
Yes, and for calling me a lady. What are you going to do with me? Something exciting, I hope.
We'll see. Your name, please.
Clara Dilpot. Mrs. Clara Dilpot, unfortunately.
Tell me, do you sing, Mrs. Dilpot?
Oh, no, I don't. Not a note. If I sang, everyone would run out. I once sang in the bath and the water ran out. Please ask me to look deep into your eyes. I can't resist them.
Very well. Look deep into my eyes.
Yes.
Deeper. Deeper. You now believe everything I say because you know it's true.
Oh, I know it's true. I know it's true.
Your name is Griselda Galloway, and you're a famous operatic star. You're a light soprano. No, I'll change that. You're a heavy soprano. Ah, and I see you sing Faust.
I sing Faust. I also sing slow.
You will now sing for us that lovely old popular ballad, I Love You Truly.
I love you truly, truly, dear. Life with its sorrows, life with its tears, fading into dreams when I feel you are near. But I love you truly, truly, dear.
Thank you very much. You are now once again Mrs. Clara Dilpot. You are now Clara Dilpot. No, this has never happened before. You are now Clara Dilpot. Oh, this is terrible. Clara Dilpot. Oh, this is awful. Come out of it. Mrs. Dilpot, come out of it. Come out of it.
Oh, Dexter, I wish you'd come out of that silly nightmare and let me get some sleep.
There's no doubt about it, Dexter. He always seems to be having dreams or nightmares about something. Of course, most of us have had dreams at times, but usually they're only daydreams. For instance, you often hear people say, I'd love to go to England, or I'd love to have a car. Young people are especially given to daydreaming. And so I'd like to tell them how to get the things they dream about. Hundreds of thousands of people saving in the Commonwealth Savings Bank are turning dreams into realities. By saving each payday in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, they are getting the things they want. As the slogan says, if money can buy it, saving will get it. So if you want something, save for it, and you'll get it all right. But don't put off saving. Start this week. You young people will never get a better opportunity to save than you have right now. Make your dreams come true. Open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account next payday, and from then on week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Dexter, will you finish your breakfast? Why are you staring at Janie like that?
I'm not staring.
Dad's trying to hypnotize us, Mum. A while ago, he was piercing me with his X-ray eyes.
I was not.
Oh, I wish someone had hypnotized me last night so I could sleep. Your father was moaning and yelling and snapping his fingers all night.
If you must know, Jesse, I was dreaming I was a famous hypnotist. I was Dutto the Great.
Chopping jellyfish.
It's a wonder you weren't Nutto the Great.
Daddy, why don't you give in now and admit you'll never hypnotize anyone before Saturday? Then we can all go and see this silly show.
I'll admit nothing, Janie, because I intend using my special powers and I'm going to hypnotize lots of people. I might even start on KG at the office today. I learned a lot in my sleep last night.
Nevertheless, I have a feeling we'll be seeing Boner the Greatest on Saturday. Oh, Dad, I didn't tell you this, but he's a wizard at post-hypnotic suggestion.
What is that?
Well, that's being able to put a suggestion into someone's head, but it doesn't take effect until some time later.
For example, Dexter, if I say to you the time is 8:30, it mightn't register now, but later on it might.
I still contend this Boner character is a complete fraud. He probably hasn't got the eyes or the voice like I have for putting any... Hey, 8:30! I'm going to miss my bus! Look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes. Deeper, deeper. Your eyes are getting heavy, and you hear nothing but my voice. You believe everything I say because I am the one saying it.
Dexter, will you come into my office for a minute?
Wait, KG, I'm hypnotizing someone. Yes, you believe everything I say. You are sleepy. You cannot resist sleep. But you hear my voice telling you the truth.
Dexter, I want you in my office.
In a moment, KG. You are now sleeping soundly, and I'll tell you who you are. You are the famous actor, Sir Laurence Olivier. Speak to me, Sir Laurence.
For the last time, Dexter, will you come into my office and put down that poor little kitten?
Now, Dexter, there. It's almost midday Saturday, so why not admit defeat? I must have been wrong about you having hypnotic eyes and a voice.
I still have 10 minutes before it's 12 o'clock. Clara, I nearly had you under my spell a moment ago. You almost believed you were Marlon Brando.
I almost believed nothing of the kind. You'll never make me believe I'm Marlon Brando any more than you make me believe I'm a plate of chopped liver.
Dexter, admit it to your family and everyone. You've tried and you've failed.
Yes, dear, be generous about it. Now you've lost the wager, and tonight you're taking us all to see Boner the Greatest.
Oh, well, all right.
Dad, you little beauty!
Anyhow, I'm glad my father doesn't have hypnotic powers.
But there's one thing I want you all to know. By proving that I couldn't hypnotize anyone, I'm now positive hypnotism is completely silly, and I'm convinced this Boner is nothing but a fake.
Oh, no, he's not, Dad. He's a master of post-hypnotic suggestion.
Post-hypnotic fiddle-faddle.
Dexter, if you're so sure Boner's a fake, why don't you go on the stage tonight and prove it to yourself one way or the other?
I will. I will too, Jesse, if I get a chance. I'll tell you what, I'll be the first one on the stage and just let him try to put me into a trance.
To do that, he'd have to put you out of the one you're in all the time.
Dexter,
Oh, well, it's good to be home. But I really enjoyed that show.
Oh, it's most enlightening, dear.
Boy, I reckon Bono was mighty.
Well, he isn't a bad entertainer, but he's no hypnotist.
Jenny, dear, put a cloth on the small table and I'll get some supper.
All right, Mummy.
Dexter, how can you say the man was no hypnotist? You were on the stage and you saw him hypnotize a dozen people.
Everyone on that stage except me was a paid stooge. You didn't see me doing any of the things the others did.
Well, Dexter, it's possible you weren't a good subject because you didn't believe in the man.
If he can hypnotize, then why didn't he hypnotize me? You saw him try to make me canter like a horse and croak like a frog, but did I do it? No.
Dexter, a couple of times Boner seemed to whisper something in your ear. What was it?
He whispered in my ear three times and said I was to be a parrot, but it went in one ear and out the other. Fancy me being a parrot.
Well, look, dear, I suggest we drop the whole subject before there's an argument. The main thing is we all had a good time. Now, who's for tea and who's for coffee?
Oh, you know me, Jessie, dear. I love my cup of tea.
Oh, so do I. But it's no trouble to make coffee if anyone wants it.
Jessie, if you're sure it's no trouble, I'd prefer coffee.
How about you, Dexter? Do you want tea or coffee?
Cocky wants a cup of tea. Ah! Cocky wants a cup of tea.
The family try to convince Dexter he's not a parrot. I'd like to have a chat with all those parents listening tonight. Have you ever thought how important it is that your children be taught the value of money? There are many ways to teach them. For instance, it's a good idea to let them actually see how much money various things cost. Also to tell them how long Dad has to work to earn the money to buy those things. It's a good idea, too, to give them Commonwealth Savings Bank money boxes and open trust accounts for them. Let them see what they can buy as a result of saving. These lessons can stand the children in good stead all their lives and can go a long way to ensuring their future happiness. So open trust accounts for your children. Take them along to the Commonwealth Savings Bank and let them see for themselves the friendly service that bank offers. Teach them week by week to Bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So Bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to Bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.